there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... You can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll check in with the former... All-Pro defensive end, Marcellus Wiley, coming up in a little bit. Kyler Murray's done for the year. Odell Beckham Jr. is still on the outside looking in as some of these other playoff-caliber teams, Cowboys and the Bills, have brought in reinforcements. The Giants signed Carlos Correa. It's a 13-year, $350 million deal, which makes me wonder what Shohei Ohtani is going to be worth after next season. Maybe I'm on the lighter side with $500 million contract, but I could see Shohei Ohtani, who's 28, sign a 10-year deal. Well, they're all signing like 11, 12, 13-year deals. They want to be paid into their 40s, and these teams not exactly showing fiscal responsibility here. Yes, Paulie?
Just to put in perspective, Carlos Correa last year as a hitter, 291 with 22 homers, 64 RBI. Shohei Ohtani, 273, 34 homers, 95 RBI. And the season before, he was even better, Ohtani.
Yeah.
And he pitches.
I got to give him two contracts. I have to pay him at like he's two players. But he's even more than that when you factor that in. Maybe he has an agent for the hitter and then an agent for the pitcher there. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. We talked a lot of NBA. And I was watching some of the games last night. You had, I'm watching the Pelicans, and they're playing the Jazz. And I'm going, okay, everybody's talking about the Pelicans. And they're the team. They might be the team to beat out West. They lost to the Jazz by 21 last night. I don't know what the Jazz are doing. I don't know who the Jazz are. But somehow they have figured out, and they played pretty good basketball. Golden State Warriors got roughed up in Milwaukee. Golden State has allowed at least 114 points in all 14 road games this season. And the Lakers last night was watching that. You had a situation where Boston, big lead, lost the big lead. The Lakers had a double-digit lead. They lost that, and then they lost it overtime. There was a moment in the Milwaukee game where Draymond Green had some interaction with a fan, and one of the fan ejected. Here is Draymond after the game.
What did they say to you?
Some threatening stuff to my life. So, I was this close to really going back and, like, diving all the way in, but kind of just went back and told the official. And when I told the official what he said, he's like, oh, he got to get out of here. He got to get out of here.
I would have asked him, tell me exactly what was said to you. And I certainly believe what he's saying because it happens more often than you think. All right. We also talked about the awards. The NBA come out with names attached to their awards. And it kind of came out of nowhere. I think they have the Maurice Podoloff Award that's given out to the team that has the best record, like the President's Cup in the National Hockey League.
The Mo Podoloff?
Yeah. But nobody wants to win the President's Cup in the National Hockey League. And I thought, oh, wow, boy, that's incentive. Somebody's going to really want to fight to win the Mo Po trophy there.
We got the Mo Po.
Yeah. And then Michael Jordan got the MVP trophy, even though named after him, even though Kareem has more MVPs than Michael Jordan. I was a little bit bothered by that. But, you know, some of the other ones, like George Mikan, most improved. I don't know. He was always great. I don't know. And maybe just keeping those names sort of in, you know, the vernacular with NBA fans. You know, Jerry West is Mr. Clutch. John Havlicek, sixth man of the year. Defensive player of the year, Hakeem Olajuwon, who I think is the greatest defensive player, aside from Bill Russell. But modern defensive player of the year, Hakeem Olajuwon. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, I don't think there's an award named after Dr. J. Julius Erving. I know this is a little subjective. What about the Dr. J. or Julius Erving play of the year? Like the coolest play of the year. Make it like a viral thing where if it's a crossover and someone's ankles get snapped, or if it's a dunk and Zion Williamson. But the Julius Erving play, NBA play of the year. And make it all social media.
I don't think we can have everything sponsored or everything named after.
The Granville Waiters baldest sixth man.
Bob Ryan, longtime Boston Globe sports columnist and a contributor to Around the Horn, joins us on the program. Bob, thanks for joining us on short notice. What do you make of these new NBA awards?
Well, I guess it's all about the Bucks, and somebody's going to sponsor them, and that's fine. But they'll be... You're not going to please, you know this, Dan. You can't please them all. You can't please people. You can't get a unanimity of opinion about who's deserving of these awards. I am with you on the Kareem versus Michael thing. No slight to Michael. But when are they going to get around to taking paying homage to Kareem properly, I think?
Yeah.
So that would be good. But that's, you know, I have a nominee for the defensive award that, you know, people that, quite frankly, is a better technical nominee than a Hakeem Olajuwon, but I can understand why it would be a little bit of a hesitancy to name an award after Dennis Rodman. You know, who frankly is arguably the best all-around defender the game has ever known, and that, you know, he'd be able to guard anybody from point guards to centers and all that. There's been a few people like that, but he's the best of them all, I think. But he's Dennis Rodman. He's a character, to say the least. Well, that's interesting. I heard somebody yesterday on air complaining about the Havlicek name on the Sixth Man Award. And that one, of course, you know, I'll fight that one to the death. I'll fight that one. By the way, when John passed a couple of years ago, he was, you know, always known as the great sixth man. And I said it was damning him with faint praise because even as early as his second year in the league, though he was, in fact, not starting games, he was second on that team in minutes played behind Bill Russell. And that was, that remained the case for the whole time he was a sixth man. Anyway, it's you know what? We're talking about it. I think that's probably something they like too.
Yeah, I agree with that. And some of these names, like George Mikan, okay, people, maybe they'll do some homework there with George Mikan. But most improved, he came in averaging, you know, 27 and 15 or something like that.
Ridiculous. He never had absolutely no. That's preposterous. Now then again, I'd have to think now that this has been that you bring this up. I'll have to do some thinking. Who would be an appropriate person to name that award after? Who went the farthest? You know, from obscurity to stardom. I'll get back to you on that one, but I don't have it on the top of my head.
Well, I was thinking the Greek
wasn't George Mikan,
the Greek freak, Bob, but he's still playing.
Yeah, right. Well, okay, right. He did, what were the averages of rookie? Yeah, that's true. But there's the, obviously, Mikan is, it's just a name. It's nice to have George Mikan remembered. And, you know, he could, the best nearsighted player of all time. That would be good, you know. he played with glasses his whole career. It was a pre-contact contact lens world that he lived in. So, anyway,
why don't we honor Kareem, though, Bob? I know he missed out on social media. He was not lovable. He's the greatest college player of all time. He made it look maybe too easy, but you know, it just feels.
You know, I don't know. And his post career, he has, you know, become a distinguished person. You know, we know he's an intellect. He's an author. He's taken up causes of Native American causes, for example. He's a person. He's a go-to person on any social commentary that of the time. And you know, and if you're going to start going in terms of all-time IQs in the league, he's going to be in the high in the list. And he never did anything to disgrace the game. He never did. He was never in the wrong part of the newspaper that I know of. He has the greatest signature shot in the history of basketball. The most famous weapon ever, singular weapon, is his hook shot.
Yeah. What do you think LeBron's reaction was when he learned that the MVP trophy was going to be named after Michael Jordan?
Oh, I'm sure there's an inherent, obviously there's an inherent competition there. He has a right to stick up for himself. I'm sure he was saying, hey, wait a minute. I'm done. But he's not going to catch Michael in total the MVPs. We know that. He's not going to do it. So if that's the criteria, he loses. But he is, you know, I count me among those who, when we're talking about the two greatest individual all-around talents in the history of the game, and as opposed to centers, which is a whole other discussion, it's Michael LeBron, and I can make a case for either one.
Yeah, I'm just curious because there is that debate, or there's always been that debate. And if you're LeBron, you're like, wait a minute, my career's not over. I'm going to be the all-time leading scorer. I'm going to be up there in assist. I'm going to be up there with all-stars, longevity, you know, all of those things. In totality, LeBron is going to have a better career than Michael Jordan.
Except that you and I, all right, those of us who were around for Michael and have seen LeBron, let me tell you this. Here's the difference in the two and how they got to the pinnacle and in their respective eras. Michael ascended to the NBA mountaintop when he finally learned how to share. And he was that the 1987 Michael wasn't making that pass to Steve Kerr. He wasn't making that pass to John Paxson. The 1991 Michael would do those things, and that got him rings. So he could have had rings earlier. I will argue that. LeBron didn't ascend to the mountaintop until he recognized the responsibility of being the best player on the floor and acting accordingly. He bombed out against the Mavericks. He did not want the ball. I resisted that, but it's true. I saw him quit against the Celtics in 2010. And so what I'm getting at, if you're in the foxhole, the guy you want is Michael. Michael is the greatest competitor, and the closest thing to him, 1A to him, is Kobe. And LeBron does not enter into that discussion the way with those other two. Sorry, LeBron, that's the fact.
I've been watching the Shaq documentary, and I remember at the time when they broke up that we would remember what they could have been, not what they did. You know, it's the three-peat is one thing. I mean, it's really, I look back on what could have been, not what was. What do you take away from that?
Well, at the time I cited, you know, when it was going on and it was the triangle was you know, Kobe, LeBron it's Kobe, Shaq, and Phil. That was the actual triangle that mattered at that point, not Tex Winter's offense. And I sided with Shaq in that regard. And at that time, we'll never know. Obviously, they should have stayed together. But they're not the only circumstance of that nature we could cite in any sport. But that certainly is one that was true. My only Shaq. And ranking him in the hierarchy of all the all-time players is simply he should have been a better rebounder. I think it's preposterous that man did not lead the league in rebounds even once. And rebounding is the number one rule of rebounding is you want the damn ball or don't you? And you start with that. And he was a somewhat indifferent rebounder for far too long in his career.
Yeah, that's interesting. But why did the Celtics work when you had Bird and McHale and Parrish and DJ and Ainge that – was jealousy ever part of the equation there?
No, I know. I mean, the thing is that the Lakers were concurrently great at the same time. And the Lakers had the upper hand. They won two out of three times they played in the 80s against them, fair and square. So, you know, the Celtics accomplished what they should have, I think, with that group. Maybe, you know, just no excuses for 85. there is a yeah, but in 87, they were battered. Mikhail was playing with a bad foot, and then their bench was stripped, and they were nowhere near as good as the Lakers. That they took them to six was a miracle. So that was that. But I don't know where the Celtics, that group. No, there were mutual admiration. There was, to my knowledge, there was no friction of any substance of any kind with that group.
I enjoyed watching the 20th anniversary around the horn last night, Bob. I know you were there for the maiden voyage.
Day one.
Yeah, who would have thought 20 years later?
Well, you know, TV, I mean, it's a remarkable. But what's interesting about this whole scenario is that you can't discuss Around the Horn without discussing PTI. Around the Horn is a spinoff. It is the most successful spinoff probably in American TV sports history. And Bob are the only one that has really, PTI came on the air in November of 2001. I remember in January of 2002 watching a game on TV from University of Arkansas, and someone was holding up one of those face figures, of either Tony or Mike in the stands.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh, my God, something's going on out there. You know, this is interesting. And it turned out the college audiences were a real staple audience, have been all the time for both shows. But that show caught on, and only because it caught on that was there agitation or in business there to try and build off it. And the genius, the one name that didn't get mentioned, I don't believe, last night was the guiding genius behind both shows, and that's Eric Whiteholm, who created all the games and all the formats for both shows. And without whose genius, the shows wouldn't be what they are. But ultimately, we owe our existence on Around the Horn to the personalities of Tony and Mike, who made that show popular and made it possible for us to have a show. And so it starts with them. And then secondly, what Tony Reale has done as a host. Dan, it's the hardest hosting job, I think, in the history of TV. Think about it. You've got the normal hosting duties of banter and having the producer and the director in your ear, which obviously people at home never think about. Then you've got to listen to these commentaries, these things. You're playing off it. You're ad-libbing. And you're keeping score with these levers all at once. That's juggling a lot. And he makes it seem like it's the easiest stamp job in the world. And you know it is not. And all hosting jobs I had total respect for. But that one above all, and Tony has been, just grown up in our eyes. As he pointed out last night, he was 25 when it started. And, he was not intending to be a personality. He was a researcher. He was going to be a behind-the-scenes guy. And he showed up on PTI at the 11th hour as the information guy, the guy. And then he became transitioned into the show. And here we are 20 years later. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Great to talk to you, Bob. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
That's Bob Ryan, longtime Boston Globe sports columnist. Yeah, I recommended Tony Reale to the Jeopardy people. I thought when Alex Trebek passed away, you wanted to get somebody younger, smarter. Not, I shouldn't say smarter than Alex, but younger, smart, energetic, look good on camera, likable. Tony Reale would have been my pick to host Jeopardy. I remember when Tony Kornheiser came to the mothership, I can tell you exactly where I was. We're making the turn. Chris Berman's office is on my right on the corner of the building. And Tony is walking with John Walsh, who helped, he was the genius behind SportsCenter. And he sees me and he goes, I can't believe they want to put us on TV. This is going to be a failure. This is going to be an epic failure. Nobody wants to hear us, two gas bags. And Tony always made fun of, he called me Golden Boy, and I was a talking hairdo. And then, he would always make fun of us. And then here he was, him and Wilbon. And I always think of that partnership that he had no idea what others saw in them. And usually that's what happens. Stephen A. Smith, when he first came in and made an impact, and then they let him go. Stephen A. used to do the radio show before ours on Fox Sports Radio. Nobody ever talked about him. Zero. And then they brought him back at the mothership, and now look at him. It's got to be in the eye of the beholder of who is going to be good. Why are you good? We see something in you. And whatever management saw in Mike and Tony, It's something you can't replicate, and that's why it's been so successful. All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. Marcellus Wiley, the former All-Pro defensive end, will make his weekly pit stop. More phone calls as well. Back after this. Back after this, after I say GetRefunds.com, Todd.
Yeah, GetRefunds.com.
Yeah, sometimes I get excited, and then I forget I'm still on the radio. I got to do some work here. I'm trying to help people get money back, Todd.
Especially the holidays. We could all use some money back.
Well, if your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000. That's per employee. It's a refund of your taxes. Not a loan. You got to get your hands on it. That's where GetRefunds.com comes in handy. Team of tax attorneys. They put together a highly trained, little-known payroll tax refund program. Already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and hopefully they can help you. And they do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. First, go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund program only available for a limited amount of time. GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions, and see if you're eligible. Don't miss out. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. More phone calls coming up. Stunning design, unmatched intelligence, and a compact ready for anything build. Sometimes exceptional is the rule. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz GLA, member of the unrivaled SUV family. Learn more at mbusa.com. Marcellus Wiley, part of the Dan Patrick Podcast Network, a weekly show, unique journey around the sports, entertainment, cultural landscape. It's called More to It with Marcellus Wiley. You can listen wherever you get your podcast. This week, Marcellus talks about Brittany Griner, Andrew Luck, and why Deion Sanders did not buy into the BS. Marcellus also had this to say about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You know what's crazy about this? This is exactly what the Bucs signed up for. Mm-hmm. They signed up for this. When Tom Brady misses 11 days of training camp, when Leonard Fournette becomes 5-net, 6-net, just big, and then, oh, I ain't that big, oh, I weigh the same. You try to run that game on people, like the scale says the same, but let's just say my pants don't fit the same.
The Buccaneers play the Bengals coming up this weekend. You think this is it for Tom Brady?
I don't think this is it, just because Tom Brady can't let this be his last hurrah in the NFL with that greatness, that resume, the dynasty, the dynasties he was able to create. You can't end on this note. And I don't think it's just by record or the fact that they may make the playoffs, they won't be a Super Bowl champion team. I think it's the fact that Tom Brady knows that he wasn't all in this year. I think that he doesn't want his resume, his legacy to say, I wasn't as committed at the end as I was throughout my duration of my career. So this is Tom Brady saying, I have to go out there and play my best. And playing my best means full commitment. This year, we haven't seen that.
And, okay, you got a divorce. You get your family situated. Then maybe that can help him if he wants to play one more year. And I still look at Las Vegas. Josh McDaniels. You got Devontae, you got Josh Jacobs, you got defensive, you know, some impact players there. I know it's a tough division, but if you, well, do you see a different scenario for Tom?
Well, it looks like Josh is going to survive this year despite the ups and downs with this team. But more importantly, I don't know if Tom Brady is in position to map onto a team to win a Super Bowl. I think you got to be a little more selfish in this moment and think about your legacy. Think about what you want out of this situation. Obviously, that's the ultimate prize, but that's an almost impossible calculation to make. A team that looks ready-made on paper typically is not the team that's going to win the Super Bowl. The intangibles kick in. So if I'm Tom Brady, as much as the narrative is, everywhere he goes, he wins and wins a Super Bowl. The reality is you just don't want to go out on a sour note or a note that is not as committed.
We saw Brady throw a couple of interceptions against the Niners. Dre Greenlaw got one of those. And here's Tom Brady talking about the defensive player for the Niners asking for an autograph.
It was for me, to be honest. It was complete but I try to be a gentleman. No, it was actually, look, it was a great play he made. I'm happy he's got the ball. I wish I didn't throw it, but I'm trying to be a good sport because a lot of times I'm not a good sport. I could be a pretty bad sport. And so in the moment when they get me in the right frame of mind, I'm actually a good sport.
All right. In your third year, I think you sacked Brett Favre. Fourth year, you got Tom Brady. Let's stay with Brett Favre. Third year player. You sack him. Let's say at the end of the game, you want to get an autograph, football, jersey, something. Yeah, did you ever do that? Did you ever ask for an autograph from somebody that you defeated?
No, I never did it just because I didn't think it was the time or the place. We know football is more than just tackling and running around. It's also the mentality. They're always your opponent until there's the offseason or they're your teammate, right? So I never bought into that. Obviously, you're a gentleman, handshake, how's the family, respect. But I will give you one where I was a fan, man. Grew up a John Elway fan to the fullest. Eric Dickerson and John Elway motivated me to play football. And my first game ever in the NFL preseason was in Denver against John Elway. And I just remember looking at him 5 feet away around the 50-yard line in warmups. I'm like, that's not the seven, that's that Foot Locker. That's actually John Elway right there. And that was as close as I got to a fan, man, and also as close as I got to sacking him that day because I didn't do a damn thing.
What do you think of what Dre Greenlaw did asking Brady?
It's a different world. These guys are they're so immersed in, like, social media, clicks. Everything is just something that they can take viral. And everything now is so personalized. Like, I see guys walking from their car to the locker room, and that's a montage video during commercial breaks in the stadium. I'm like, everything they do is a movie. So, yeah, they're actors now. They're not even just like hardcore primal Neanderthal football players. They're like in some kind of like third dimensional movie. So, yeah, the rules are gone. The way I lived, you have to get off the lawn. Now they all share the same space.
He's Marcellus Wiley, the former All-Pro defensive end and host of the podcast More To It, Dan Patrick Podcast Network. On the podcast, you talked about Deion Sanders not buying into the BS. What BS?
Oh, the BS is that Deion Sanders has to do something for others before himself. The BS is that Deion Sanders has to handcuff him to a situation that is lesser for him just because it's for the culture, when the culture should be for Deion Sanders and promoting his growth to the greatest limit it can go. So the BS is something that I think we all have faced in certain facets of our life, when maybe it's your surroundings, maybe it's your friend group, when you try to do more. It's, you remember growing up and you just tell your friends, oh, man, I'll see y'all later. Where you going? I'm going to study. We got a test tomorrow. Oh, man. And it was just to improve yourself. But they literally are trying to sway you because they want you to be bigger for the group than for yourself. So I'm glad Deion Sanders, who I had full confidence in, that this was a stepping stone. Jackson State was a stepping stone to the next, as Colorado will be a stepping stone in success to the next. So I'm just glad he didn't buy into the BS narrative.
Could Brock Purdy be an upgraded quarterback for the Niners?
Yes.
Is he an upgrade?
Not yet. I tell you why. The yes is the talent. The yes is the measurables. The yes is the fact that they believe in him. I'm not sold yet because it's one thing to wake up. Oh, let's start here. It's one thing to get thrown into a game, adrenaline rush, and you're just like, oh, okay, I'm going to just play off instinct. It's another thing to wake up. And you're like, okay, I'm the starter going forward. And it's another thing when they hang those Super Bowl expectations on you and it's playoff time and everyone is not just saying, oh, you did well as a fill-in. No, we're counting on you. So last week was a fill-in responsibility. Now it's going to get in success to where we're counting on you. And so far under Shanahan, only Jimmy G has been the one who has raised his hand and stood tall in those moments. Every other quarterback, look at Shanahan's record with every other quarterback. They faltered in those situations.
Were you ever on a team where the backup was better than the starter at quarterback?
Yeah. This is going to hurt because I still see Rob Johnson every now and then. But Doug Flutie was better than Rob Johnson. We had that quarterback civil war in Buffalo. Woo, you talking about Crips and Bloods. You talking about dissension. You talking about banging in the locker room. The owner was against Wade Phillips, the head coach. Half the offense was split. Defense was sold on Doug Flutie. And all this time, we couldn't say anything to the media or in public. We just had to say mum's the word. But in reality, we were all sold on Doug Flutie because we had more success. And when he got his opportunity, he showed why we believed in him. But, yeah, that was crazy. When you got a guy out there and you're like, we got a better one on the bench, coach. Get with the program.
Yeah, if Flutie was around now, then he could make an impact, right? This would be better, this system, this scenario. Because now we don't go, oh, well, he's only 5'9 or 5'10. Flutie was a great player. He was just too soon. He was before his time.
Oh, yeah, he would have been Kyler Murray, maybe Kyler Murray plus in some situations, because Doug Flutie could play the game. He just was stereotyped. He was just looked at, and they just said, we're going to box you in as a guy who can't throw between the tackles and only can run outside to find vision and space. But Doug Flutie, one of the greatest athletes I've ever been around, and I'm talking about all sports, all things, Doug Flutie was a special player, but just wasn't given great opportunities. So he always went to the plate, and there were two strikes before he took his first swing. And that's why he didn't get all the flowers he deserved.
And she'll like it too.
Yeah, he was a beast, man. Talk yeah. about Flutie. I love Flutie Flakes, man. He was a beast.
When you have a concussion, do you know you have a concussion?
When I played, we never said we had concussions. My first concussion happened when I was 8 years old in a swimming pool, dove in 3 feet, dumb. My second concussion was falling off a swing, got pushed out of the swing by some gangsters. They're dumb. In the NFL, I didn't have any concussions. We said you got your bell rung, and we didn't even term it a concussion. So I know that I've blacked out before, which I know now is I had a concussion. But all through my 10 years of playing in the NFL, not one time did anyone ever walk up to me. And as I can remember, any of my teammates say, oh, you have a concussion. We know guys got knocked out. It's just the terminology was different.
But what happened with the Patriots on Monday night?
It's interesting when you see – like the players now, there's so many conflicting interests, right? You have the interest of the player who doesn't want to acknowledge the concussion for obvious reasons, playing time, money, and opportunity. It's the independent doctor who is trying to tell you from the outside what you are feeling on the inside. It's the team that is obviously wink, wink for the player, but really for the player playing. And all those things are just conflating and conflicting at one time. So it's a crazy situation to always look at.
Yeah, but you're supposed to have an independent spotter, correct?
Yeah.
But he had to be watching another game because you have somebody down, who is it, Jacoby Myers or Devontae yeah. Parker. He's down and they help him up. And then all of a sudden you're like, he shouldn't be out on the field. But they missed it. Now,
yeah.
You know, if it's a quarterback, we're going to err to the side of caution. And in that situation, they didn't. His teammate had to call timeout.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, because one, there was no other game to watch. So, you know, he was just caught up in the sauce, right? And more than that, when you're in that position, obviously you need someone to save you from yourself, right? It's why a boxer has a corner man, is to protect you. When you can't go out there and when you shouldn't be out there. And in that situation, they missed it because that just shows you that the real motivation is not just players' health. It's the bottom line. It's the dollars. Like, we need them out there. Like, you should err on the side of caution so much that that can never happen. Yeah. But it does happen. And it happened with Tua, et cetera. It happens because their heart's not in saving the players fully. And, you know, when you talk big business, you can understand why in that respect. But when you're talking about player safety in one breath, it doesn't make sense.
Always great to talk to you. Thank you, Marcellus.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
Marcellus Wiley. The podcast is More To It. And a great reaction to his opinions. Not afraid to talk about sensitive topics. He'll go where most don't go. More To It with Marcellus Wiley, wherever you get your podcasts. Yeah, Paul?
There's some players whose careers were interrupted for different reasons. Doug Flutie, you know, he was in the USFL for a while, played a little bit for the Bears, a little bit for New England, had a little success, and then he just wasn't going to start. He went, I think he was like 7 years, maybe more, like 7 years in the CFL and was very, very good. He came back to the NFL at age 36, and his first year back, he made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
And he had 20 touchdowns for the Bills. He was really good with the Bills.
He was a great player, great talent. And he got labeled. He got labeled. When you're around Doug and you go, wow, that guy is like 5'9", 5'10", at probably, I'm being generous there. But back then you had to be 6'4". Like the only way you could be, you got to be 6'4". You got to have a great arm. Flutie knew how to play the game. He just knew how to play. All right, we'll come back. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Last call for phone calls. What we learned, what's in store tomorrow. Running Smoke is one of our podcasts on the Dan Patrick Show Network, and it's coming to a close. In this week's final episode, NASCAR driver Derek White finishes his fight in court. Here's a clip.
Maybe I could beat the government for everybody.
This week on Running Smoke, the final episode. The verdict of Derek's case may change the future of native rights, but it may not benefit everyone.
You're ending up with people with a large amount of money willing to risk everybody's rights to protect themselves.
They know that if this case doesn't go their way, they got a whole new story to rewrite. They'll have to change everything.
Plus, we go ice racing, baby.
Running Smoke, available on Dan Patrick website or wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to follow, like, and review. And it's been a great reaction from the audience with a very, very interesting former NASCAR driver, Derek White. Paulie, you got a question to, is it a question that's based off of something?
It's part of this day in sports history.
Okay.
I'll run through that briefly. 1952, the Brooklyn Dodgers signed Sandy Koufax. That worked out all right. 1984, Howard Cosell retired from NFL's Monday Night Football. 86, Dan Marino set an NFL record with a seventh 400-yard game. Okay, two more. Barry Sanders, 97, ran for 100 yards in his 13th consecutive game. Jerry Rice, in 98, caught a pass in his 191st consecutive game. Yeah. And here it is. The Miami Heat debuted in 1988. They won their first game on this date. They had lost their first 17 game. I think this is going to be a tough one. Can anyone name two of the Miami Heat players in 1988-89? Not a lot of star power in this squad. It's a mishmash of leftovers.
Is Glenn Rice on there?
No. Udonis Haslam was not on there. I had to check.
Okay. Yeah, Marv.
Ronnie Cicely?
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Ronnie Cicely, I think, was maybe in his second year out of Q's.
Yeah.
Good one. That is by far the most famous person.
Okay.
Man. Former Nick is a hint. One guy who went to DePaul, and only I know that.
Yeah, Marv.
Keith Askins?
Keith Askins was not on the team.
Oh, man, that's a good guess.
Man, I may give you a point even though he's not on the team.
Wow.
I'm going to give you some bench players.
All right. Is John Crotty on the team?
I may give you a point. No. Some of the bench players were Pearl Washington, John Sunvold.
Oh, John Sunvold out of Missouri.
Yeah. Pat Cummings, one of my favorite players.
Pat Short Cummings out of Cincinnati.
No, this is Pat Cummings out of DePaul, I think.
No, Pat Cummings played for the Cincinnati Bearcats. Cummings.
That's right, Terry Cummings. You're right, Pat Cummings, my bad.
Yeah.
Scott Hastings, Sylvester Gray, Billy Thompson was a starter.
Billy Thompson, another, was he Syracuse as well?
He, Louisville.
Oh.
Louisville, I got him.
Okay.
Rory Sparrow, former Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Grant Long.
Grant Long.
And Kevin Edwards, a very generic roster.
Man. All right.
Know your Heat.
Know your Heat.
Are you a Heat? If you're I'm hot or am I a Heat?
I don't know what I am. Am I a Jazz?
A legendary Heat.
Yeah. Let's see. What to watch for tonight?
Okay. A maniac like you will watch Pistons Hornets.
I watched Division III football yesterday afternoon.
Of course you did.
Yes, I did.
Mount Union or something?
Mount Union is waiting for the win. I think it's North Central.
Versus Wartburg or something?
They beat the Crew.
Okay. Keep an eye on that.
All right.
Let's see. All right, here's the five-star tonight. I think Cavaliers at the Mavericks tonight.
All right, I like that.
You'll watch that.
Yeah, of course I will.
What else I have? Ooh, it's not beautiful. Kings, Raptors, Hawks, Magic, Warriors, Pacers. That's about it.
Right.
Not a good college slate either.
Jim in Idaho. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
62-200. I just had an idea for another most valuable category in your award-nominated show, and that would be most valuable row. Oftentimes, it's suck back row, suck the front row. let our viewers, listeners vote on the most valuable row.
Ooh, the row of the year. Okay. I would probably have to enact that next year because we already have the voting going on as we speak.
Can you imagine finishing third in that one?
let me see. Joe in L.A. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, DP.
Hi, bud.
Great interview with Bob Ryan, and it just brings back such great memories of my Sunday morning ritual of watching the sports reporters with him and Lupica, Mitch Albom, and, you know, Dick Schaap was awesome, but John Saunders, too, was just great. So thank you very much for that interview.
All right, you're welcome, Joe. You know, to be able to talk to Bob, you know, Bob knows the history of the NBA as well, if not better than anybody, and to be covering it. And that's why we wanted to reach out to Bob, because he is the ultimate answer when it comes to having seen these players play. And look, I know I mentioned this, but I'm very proud of being able to go and see these players in person. When I was growing up, to see Maravich in person, to see Wilt in person. You know, the only person I didn't get to see in the modern era, if you want to call it, was Bill Russell. But all those other players got an opportunity to see them play. So at least I have a reference point. And when people talk about Oscar Robertson, well, most people didn't see him play in Cincinnati. They saw him maybe as a point guard in Milwaukee, where he was a different player with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lou Alcindor at the time. But having seen him in Cincinnati, you know, it just gives you better perspective on it. Doesn't mean I have all the answers, but I do have a perspective that most people don't have. Greg in Phoenix joins us. Hi, Greg. What's on your mind today?
Most valuable Danette.
Oh, okay.
Well, he is not the most valuable Danette. Fritzy is Danette Emeritus.
Oh, wow.
He's the booker.
Yeah.
He's the booker. No interviews, no content.
Oh, okay. I think we could have content without guests, but Fritzy, he's done a great job.
Doesn't Emeritus mean like retired in some fashion, though?
Are you retiring?
I wasn't planning on it anytime soon. I think I still got a good few years left in me. Disappointment.
Bummer. Yeah, Paulie.
Emeritus, having retired but allowed to retain their title as an honor.
Mm.
Like if you're an emeritus professor, you have like the rights, you can come back and do talks, but you're no longer full-time.
Right. Like a consultant of some sort.
Yeah, so you're not emeritus. What did you learn today, Todd?
Bob Ryan says George Mikan was the best nearsighted player of all time. He always wore glasses in the pre-contacts era.
Marvin.
Bob Ryan said Shaq should have been a better rebounder.
Dan Patrick, shut the hell up.
Paulie.
Just learn what emeritus means.
What we learned brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Make sure you vote. Got another week before we tabulate everything. Seton, hope you're feeling better. For Fritzy, Marv, Paulie, yours truly, spin the Dan Patrick Show. We'll talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out this Wednesday show. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Oh, we have had great experiences with the Sprinter van. Seton and the French kid last year went cross-country to the Super Bowl. And when you get in the van, you're doing more than just opening up doors. You're unlocking potential, the potential to do your own thing, be your own boss, steer your own success, and blaze your own trail. And I said to the French kid and Seton, you guys can go off the beaten path. It's okay. You don't have to go from point A to point B. You can go A to C to J to K, back to B, whatever you want. Owning a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van lets you live and work and play out your dreams, no matter how far off the beaten path that they take you. 16 body types, your choice of gas or diesel, thousands of ways to customize, now available, all-wheel drive. A Sprinter van capable and versatile enough to help drive your ambitions. Now's the time. Don't wait. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.